stand and deliver. My, what do we have here? I expected a party. My dear madame, so careless of you to travel alone with no one but these bumpkins to protect you. So, unless you want any more holes in your perfect body, I suggest you hand over those trinkets and anything else you have of value, and we shall show you mercy, and take you like gentlemen, only one at a time, and only once each. Oh, how your skin glows in the dark. One can hardly see the pearls around your neck. Be so kind as to pass them to me freely. Damn it! Your footmen are good! How on earth could you afford such monsters? Then I should have known. Humble bourgeois don't travel alone in carriages drawn by four. Well, let us forget the whole thing. I'll take my men, what's left of them, anyway, when I find them, and just go. My sincere apologies for this unfortunate turn of events. I'll take my leave of you, madame, and wish you a most pleasant journey. What the hell are they doing? No, you can't. Can't do this! There's no point in asking you to let me go, is there? Yes, I am the one from the pamphlet, but what's the bounty to you? A single button in your jacket is worth more. Other plans? What do you mean by other plans? What do you mean, Strip? Why? Oh. Are there no other options? So, if I pleasure you, you might not turn me in? And if I refuse, I bloody well hang. Well, I knew that someday it was coming. After what? After you let your men enjoy me? Be a good boy. No one has ever called me that before, madame. Not even my mother. Well, it seems like I have no other choice. Oh, careful with that, idiot! It's real Mechlin lace, you know. I do have but one weakness, madame, and that is fine linen. What do you mean I won't need it anymore? There. Is this to your liking? Why, thank you. And what am I supposed to do now? Not that I can do much with my arms twisted back, anyway. Oh, madame! If you grope me like that, I won't be of much use to you tonight. Right. You can always let your lackeys have me. I remember. How can I not? So, may I inquire as to my fate? What? How many? That's just another way of killing me! Could be less if I ask nicely. You want me to beg? I have never begged for anything in my entire life, and I have no intention. Madame, I just suggest you put me to better use. I am quite good, you know? Just try me. Fuck. Fuck. And you don't mind if I stain these silk cushions of yours with my blood? Of course you don't. I should have known already. And these fine lads will keep twisting my arms watching us. Oh, they will just tie me up inside the carriage and wait here. What a relief. You'll have to make me hard, though. Our conversation up to this point has proved to be terribly trying, and as you see... Ah! Ah! Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Keep stroking, and we'll talk. Oh. Like what you see? Keep stroking. It gets bigger. Oh, aren't you afraid of getting so close to me? All right, it's me who's supposed to be afraid. You don't have teeth down there, do you? Oh, God. Oh, how wet you are. Oh, now ride me if that's what you like. You know, my beauty, despite your tastes and manners, you are a lady, a woman, a cunt. You can flay me with that whip, and you probably will. You had me stripped naked and tied up, yet here I am, fucking you, like the cheap whore you are. Oh, it's such a good whore at that. The way you jounce on my cock, the way your skin slaps against mine, your moans so needy, your wetness so sticky. I'll make you whine and whimper. Just give me some time. You know, I can do better than this. If you untie me, I'll show you. You want to be standing on all fours, your fine silk petticoat all bunched up, with me ramming into you from behind, right? Let's do that. I know this is probably like my last time, so I'm going to make it count. Or, if you're still afraid of me, we can always call your fine lads to come and help us. They can hold your ankles up high in the air for me, making sure I do my lady's bidding well, as I show them how it's truly done. How a proper man fucks a woman, so that they can try to satisfy you later. After you have them cut my throat and throw me in the gutter, of course. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Come on, madame. Is it not what you want? To be fucked hard and deep like a bitch in heat? No room to get down on your knees here. Pity. You can just bend over, but you'll have to untie me first. Untie me, my beauty. You shall see. Oh, a dagger, my pretty. How impatient. I love it. You don't want to bother with the Nazi. You just want to cut through them. That was my wrist, madame. Never mind. Just cut the other strap. Cut me loose. I could use the other hand, too. Wait. Why are you sliding off me? Not now, my beauty. What? You want me to finish alone? After all this? Or you shall make a cut somewhere else? No soul on earth has ever treated me like that. I'm warning you. You are playing a dangerous game here, and you'll never know what you missed. Oh! All right. All right. Oh, fuck, those lips are fine. Oh. I'm fairly certain you'd enjoy my cock stretching at those pretty lips of yours. Oh. Yes, go ahead. Snake the hand between your thighs and rub your cunt. Fuck. Oh, what a fine pair of tits you own. Oh. So plump. So. Oh, show me. If I'm to die, I should only see them. Oh, God. God, it's positive. I can hear it. Rub yourself. Like the needy little slut you are. Fuck. Oh, gosh. Oh. 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 Yes. Oh. In any other situation, I'd have you. Oh, what a look at you squirm. It is a pretty cock indeed. Be ashamed to waste it now. Yes. Go on, you pretty little girl. Love yourself, madame. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Force those thighs of yours open. That's it. this little count of yours. Oh, yes. If I'm to die, you should at least make some noise. You can't tell me you don't enjoy this. Are you ready? Are you ready? There. Are you satisfied? I'll just cut my throat and be done with it. You're what? You're taking me with you. Where to? To a place with thicker walls and stronger bonds? Are you turning me in after all? No. So you don't know yet, and you're just going to keep me around like some sort of performing monkey? Unbelievable. Then maybe we even get to finish what we started. Oh. Well, as I really don't have a choice, do I? Why not? I might as well enjoy it. As you wish, madame.